Little Dorrit by Charles Dickens. The recording of this book is dedicated to the memory of Margaret Barron of Wigan, Lancashire, a great reader and, in her later years, a great listener. From her family and friends.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Preface. I was occupied with this story during many working hours for 2 years. I must have been very ill-employed if I could not leave its merits and demerits as a whole to express themselves on being read as a whole. If I might offer any apology for so exaggerated a fiction as The Barnacles and The Circumlocution Office, I would seek it in the common experience of an Englishman, without presuming to mention the unimportant fact of my having done that violence to good manners in the days of a Russian war and of a court of inquiry at Chelsea. If I might make so bold as to defend that extravagant conception, Mr. Myrtle, I would hint that it originated after the railroad share epoch, in the times of a certain Irish bank, and of one or two other equally laudable enterprises. If I were to plead anything in mitigation of the preposterous fancy that a bad design will sometimes claim to be a good and an expressly religious design, it would be the curious coincidence that such fancy was brought to its climax in these pages in the days of the public examination of late directors of a Royal British Bank.